No.
So then when a person meditates, what should be his thought? Not, you say the thought should not be that I'm going to gain something that I don't already
no,
have.
No, go on doing, go on meditating and go on giving training, treatment to your mind for gaining one pointedness. That's all. You have to gain one pointedness with this treatment. And from once you have gained one pointedness, then one pointedness. Then you can be able to understand the reality of.
You can't gain one pointedness in shrunkenness?
No.
You can't become one pointed shrunken?
No, shrunken. No. One pointedness will make you broad.
But that's the feeling that there's something wider.
Because as long as one pointedness, there is you see, there is mind and Atman, mind and soul. Are one. In real sense, mind and soul are one. Mind is soul. Mind is actually soul. Huh? With various and differentiated thoughts. When these various differentiated thoughts are discarded from mind, this mind will change its form in soul. It will become soul. Mind becomes soul, and when soul is mind.
Mind is
no, soul is unminded mind, thoughtless mind. Soul is also mind, but thoughtless. When all thoughts and varieties are over, then soul remains. Then soul appears. This is. The treatment of mind is for soul, to treat soul, to take this soul to its original state. What is the original state of soul? Unminded state. Huh? Thoughtlessness. And once thoughtlessness has been achieved by this mind in the place of, in the state of soul, then he can understand what is universal soul. Otherwise it is out of reach of understanding. We can't. As long as we behave with varieties of thoughts, it is out of reach for us to understand these things. So this is also a must. What? The treatment in meditation and sadhana and dharana and pranayama and chakrodaya and soham and ajapa, all these things. These are treatment not for achievement of Lord Shiva. These are treatment for gaining the ability of understanding.